6 years ago, while I was in Guatemala visiting the ruins of the bishop's house, going back to 17-something, I don't know, I got a phone call from Bishop Fisher. And he said, call me by my first name, Joe. I said, yes, Bishop. You never call the bishop by his first name. You always say Bishop. He can call you by your first name. He said, what can I do for you? He says, well, I know you subbed a bit at De La Salle High School. Well, the Archbishop would like to appoint you chaplain at De La Salle High School. And I said, well, okay. And he says, it's going to be sacramental. You're going to have sacramental duties there. And so I accepted that. And for these past 6 years, I have been coming faithfully to De La Salle High School. Most of the time, it's 7 in the morning on Wednesdays to celebrate liturgy. And then once in a while, with an all-school mass. And on those 6 years when I've arrived, you could often hear the guys working out in the gym. You get there early, don't you? And over the time there, I got to celebrate mass a number of times for every one of your athletic teams. And what I have learned, among many things, is that in the course of your hard work on those teams, you spend a lot of time in the weight room. Is that correct, guys? Well, sometimes that's not easy, is it? If you remember, if you think back the time, the first time you had a great workout there, the next morning you got up and it didn't feel too good, did it? No. Then you had to make a choice. Am I going to go back? Am I going to do it again? Coach thinks it's a good thing. Okay, I'll show up. And over time, including those times when you probably did not want to get up, those times when you probably spent too much time up night the night before, studying, I'm sure. But you'd get up, and you'd do what you knew was best for you to grow stronger so that you could participate more fully in the sports that you were in. Well, gentlemen, as chaplain, I am also a trainer. I am your spiritual weightlifting coach. In fact, just to let you know, I'm going to try to hold this up. I even made it a point to wear my De La Salle shirt. I'm going to get this up, and there it is. De La Salle, okay, all the way there, all the way up. De La Salle, there it is. There it is. My De La Salle shirt for all you. So I have to talk to my parishioners. And in the past, we have baptized young men from De La Salle, but usually we also would have someone from the parish or two people from the parish. And therefore, I would give a more general homily about baptism and its importance. But not today. Today, gentlemen, this homily is for you. Yes, because you're all from De La Salle. And today is your first spiritual workout. This is your first spiritual weightlifting workout is today. Because, gentlemen, I submit to you this. Just like you get up and you work out and you work out to get stronger physically, and you do your assignments to study and study to get stronger mentally, it is equally true in your spiritual growth. I mean, if you were to go in the weight room one day and then decide you didn't want to go lift weights anymore, you probably wouldn't be too good at your sport, or you wouldn't be as good as you could be. And if you decided that, well, I don't have to do my homework, the grades will suffer. Your spirit requires you to consistently grow, to work on your spiritual life. It's extremely important. And how do we do that? Well, this church can be seen as your spiritual weight room, as well as your chapel at De La Salle. And here you will come and invited to come after today, every Sunday, or any Catholic church you happen to be living near, to hear the word of God proclaimed to you, and to receive the Eucharist. So Jesus, every day of your life, is received into your life. Every day he comes into you. And that, gentlemen, is the beginning of growing your spiritual life. Because it's a relationship. It's a relationship with a very living being. And like anything else that's worthwhile, requires work and requires sacrifice. And I submit to you, gentlemen, after this beautiful evening, and beautiful it is, and after this wonderful experience you in just minutes from now are going to have, and it certainly will be, the next Sunday will come, and the following Sunday will come. And if you want to continue growing in your spiritual life through the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have to make a commitment to that, just like you would make a commitment to go into that weight room. There will be times when it's fun. Christmas, for example. Everybody comes at Christmas. I'll see a lot of people tomorrow, too. And then I'll see them again at Christmas. But if you're serious, if you really want to grow closer to the Lord, it's the same thing as working out physically. You have to come. You have to show up and be open to what you hear and receive the Lord. Are there going to be days when you won't get much out of it? Of course, we all have our bad days. Are there going to be times when you'll do things you regret doing and you knew God didn't want you to? Of course, we're all sinners. But God forgives us. God forgives us. So I'm excited about launching you on this, your first day with the Lord. And you are in my prayers. But one thing I know, I can't make anybody come to church. I can't make anybody make that lifelong commitment. That's up to you. But you're young men now. You're going to go and you're going to make that commitment to the Lord that you want to be baptized. And I will baptize you. And then it is my prayer for you and my hope for you that every Sunday from now, and maybe some of those Wednesday mornings at 7, we see you at Mass to hear the word of God proclaimed to you and to receive our Savior, the one who's opened the gates of heaven for all of you, the Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist.